Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
The Naperville Park District is a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life in your community. Check out NapervilleParks.org for the brand new park district guide. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. That's All Service Limousine. Ask for Marty and tell him Dolly sent you. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. And Bricconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated. Come in for a comfortable dining experience, and you can see the famous Cradle Room, where they host many of their banquets. Check out www.bricconis.com.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, darling. Why can't you see?
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
I said hello.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. It's Dolly here, your host of the Dolly McCarthy Show. I had a lot of music in the beginning there, didn't I? Quite a lot, more than usual. I still have more commercials to play. Well, I'll play them later in the show. We're doing some things a little different this morning, so bear with me. It's a beautiful day in Chicagoland, and I am so thrilled to be back on the air and talk to all of you. And I have so much good news to share in this show. I've got notes everywhere in front of me. I hope I don't miss anything. But there's just so much good news to share, and I've got a great show for you. Today on the show, we're going to have Walter Johnson. He's the president and CEO of Turning Point Autism. They are one of the beneficiaries of this year's First Look fundraiser at the Chicago Auto Show. And as I told you last week, the Dolly McCarthy Show is a sponsor of the Chicago Auto Show. And we're giving away free tickets this year to go to the Auto Show. And you can win those tickets just by sending me a message on Facebook. If you haven't done so already, like the Dolly McCarthy Show, follow me on Twitter, and we will pick some random names to go to the Auto Show this year. So Turning Point Autism, once again, is going to be one of the 18 charities that are going to be the beneficiaries of First Look for Charity. That's the first night, the opening night of the Auto Show. And yes, I'm going. I have to get a gown. So you will see pictures of that on Facebook. You know I like to bling it up a little bit. And my other guest today will be Kathy Bouchard from Le Chocolat in downtown Naperville. She's the chocolate lady, the expert on all things chocolate. I learned a lot from her, and I'm glad to have her finally on the show. 2 years I've been telling her to come on the show, because we've got to educate y'all on some good chocolate, because I was eating the gross, bitter, dark chocolate. It was like taking medicine for me. I heard dark chocolate was good, But I didn't know how good it could really be until I met the chocolate lady. But she's going to be in the studio, and we're going to be talking to her. Yes, she's here in the studio live, and we can take questions. We can take your calls, too. If you want to call into the show, the number to call is 347-945-7215. Okay, lots to get to today, but just a couple things. A couple things been going on here. Let's see. I want to do a shout out to Sullivan's. Last night, they invited me to their aphrodisiac special dinner last night. This is all because of Mr. Gray. You know what I'm talking about? Mr. Gray is coming to town. Does anybody have any idea what I'm talking about? Oh, I'll have to answer that question myself. 50 Shades of Gray, the movie's coming out in 2 weeks, February 13th, so Friday night. So Sullivan's decided to do an aphrodisiac dinner in honor of the movie coming out. And there was a good crowd there last night. The dinner was amazing. So I want to salute Sullivan's and their new executive chef over there. He's phenomenal. I went with my two girlfriends. This is a little rated R here. We had oysters, we had crabs, some really fancy avocado, and I don't know, we got a little silly. We got a little silly with each other last night. We kept saying, okay, is anybody horny yet? And after TV dinner, because if we're getting horny, we're in trouble because it's three ladies sitting at a table. All right, this is a little bad. I got to stop myself there. But it was a good meal. Good meal. Hats off to Sullivan. Speaking of good meals, who knows Juliana and Bill, is it Rancic? Rancic? Yeah. They are the owners of RPM Italian in Chicago. And I actually went on a date Saturday night, and that's where I went. It was really, really nice. But before we went there, the guy I'm with is not from Chicago, and he had never heard of the Billy Goat Tavern. Okay, really? All right. Well, listen, let's go for a walk, buddy. So we went down to the Billy Goat in Lower Michigan Avenue, and I made him have their signature drink, which is the this is bad timing. It's called the Horny Goat. It's all about Christian Gray this week and next week on the Dolly McCarthy Show. So don't play this show with your children around. I'm kidding. I'll keep it clean. But that's the name of the drink, the Horny Goat. Okay, it's legendary. And I've been down to Billy Goat many times, had many a cheeseburger, and no Coke Pepsi, but now they have no Pepsi Coke. So we had the Horny Billy Goat, and it was really fun. Speaking of the goat, I got the Michael Reiser. He's got his own band. He came up with a new song, and I'm going to try to pull it up for you on my studio here, but I can't find it now. Darn it. Today, this is the whole reason why I was even bringing up that date on Saturday night to talk about the Billy Goat and play this new Cubs song, and I can't find it on my studio. We're working on that, but I'm going to bring that to you. But Michael Reiser, he is a Michael Reiser band, and he's come out with this new Cubs song. And at the end of the Cubs song, it's so funny, you hear this goat, you know. And so I'm going to be in his video. He's shooting the music video this weekend. Michael Reiser band is real popular in Chicago, especially on the Northwest side. And I'm really excited to be in his music video, and I was excited to play the tune. Oh, well, maybe because Michael wasn't able to make it into the studio today to talk about this show. We'll bring it to you next week, and I'll talk about my last Saturday night. Okay. Moving on here, speaking of Christian Grey and all things with the movie, the Dolly McCarthy Show listeners, you guys are in for a real treat because we got permission from Universal to do an early release of the movie just for Dolly McCarthy Show listeners. Can you believe that? And instead of going on Friday the 13th, like everybody else is going, we are going 2 days earlier, Wednesday, February 11th. I hope you'll join me. Bring your girlfriends. Bring your boyfriend. I don't care. Bring the family, but no kids. Sorry. We'll have another thing for kids. We did Mary Poppins for kids. Come on. So this is just for adults. Your tickets go on sale tomorrow. And it is the early screening, the advanced screening of 50 Shades of Grey, Wednesday, February 11th at 7 o'clock. Here, I'm giving you all the details. You get a movie, you get a special drink, and popcorn, all at the Hollywood Palms in Naperville. And again, 50 Shades of Grey, based on the book, the trilogy, which was, you know, freaked women out all across the country. Let me just put it out there. So exclusive to Dolly McCarthy Show listeners, and the drink they're having is called the Charlie Mango. You remember the Charlie Tango, the helicopter in the book that he used to take her up in? Yeah. So $20 gets you in, popcorn, one free drink, can't beat it. And here's the best part, a portion of every ticket goes to Center Stage Theater, scholarships for kids. The kids can continue on if your family's having rough times and they can't afford put their children in extracurricular activity. Here we go. Center Stage Theater, Kids Cabaret. So we're helping them out with that effort there. Last time we did something like this from the Dolly McCarthy Show, we did a Sex and the City thing. We sold out 3 trolleys. So I really hope we can sell out the theater. There's 250 tickets or 90 tickets. Maybe I'm wrong. I think I got my numbers mixed up. It's either 90 tickets or 250 tickets, they told me. But I'm sure we'll have no problem selling it out. The tickets will go on sale tomorrow, and it's only $20. All right, I've gotten those two announcements out of the way. Hey, coming up, I have a guest. I do have a guest. And let me make sure we do have it ready. Okay, I got to go to commercial. We'll be right back with our first guest.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
Hey, everybody. All right, we're back. I'm working on this new board here. I have a very special guest. She's supposed to be in high school right now. She's supposed to be in class right now, but her parents very kindly agreed to pull her out, and she could call into the show because she has something very special to talk about. The Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsoring this year. I'm so proud to be sponsoring the 4th annual Dodging for Lou Gehrig's Disease Dodgeball Tournament, and joining me this morning to talk about it is 15-year-old Delaney Gibbons. Delaney, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hey, good morning. Okay, speak a little louder into the phone. Are you in the hallway? Are you in the hallway?
No, I'm actually at Taylor's house right now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You didn't have to get up early and get on the bus?
No, I got up at like 8.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, Delaney. Delaney, let's talk about this. This is the 4th year that you've put together Dodging for Lou Gehrig's Disease Dodgeball Tournament. It's for the Les Turner ALS Foundation. And tell us how it all got started and what this tournament is about.
Well, Taylor and I started this dodgeball tournament 4 years ago when we were in 7th grade to show support for our elementary school PE teacher, Chris Benio, and his wife, Denise, who was recently diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And Chris and Denise had just gotten married and had planned to return to New Jersey, Denise's hometown, to run the New Jersey Marathon. The disease quickly took over Denise's body, and even though she was wheelchair-bound, they made a decision to do the New Jersey Marathon with Chris, pushing Denise in her wheelchair the entire 26.2 miles. And Chris and Denise set a goal to raise $1,000 for every mile that they ran to donate to the Les Turner ALS Foundation. So we wanted to do something to help them, and we came up with the idea of hosting a dodgeball tournament. And we set a goal of trying to raise $5,000, but because of our community, we we live in, everybody, young and old, came together for our first tournament, and we raised over $13,000, and we had 22 teams the first year, and this year we are having a 50-team maximum, and to date we have raised over $40,000, and there are over 1,000 people that attend this event, and it's just really so much fun to come and watch.
Wow. And now you've got 50-some-odd teams organized. Do you still have room for people who want to organize
teams?
Yes,
we have 10 spots left.
That's it. The last time we had, I had on Taylor on, you guys had only 10, or had sold only 10, and now there's 10 left. That was 2 weeks ago. That's fantastic.
I know, it's exciting.
Okay, if you don't have, if you're not on a team, but you want to watch all the action, how much is it for tickets?
For tickets, it's $5 to get in. Hello?
$5
to get in.
Oh, sorry,
it's like breaking up.
No, I can. Yeah, I got you. Okay, well, let's back up. Just you have 10 teams still to register. Where do people go to register? Give us the website.
They can go to dodginforlougehrigs.com, and the 4 is the number 4, not the word. So dodginforlougehrigs.com.
Okay, so you can still, you still have time if you're listening to get your team together. If you are not going to be on a team, you can come and watch all this. There's going to be a lot of fun things. We have something really special to announce today, too, don't we, Delaney? A special guest is going to be at this event. You don't want to miss this. Do you want to give it away, or do you want me to tell everybody?
Oh, I'm sorry. I only got half of what you said. Can you repeat that, please? Sorry.
Well, I was telling everybody there's going to be a special surprise there, but... Well,
oh, yes.
Now we're going
to. We are having Wayne Mesmer come to sing our national anthem, who has sang at many Blackhawks games and Cubs games for their national anthem as well. So if you haven't had a chance to see him, you might want to come out and see him sing the national anthem.
Yes. And Wayne is a dear friend of mine. He's coming out for this. He's excited to come back out to Naperville. And, he was in Naperville a couple weeks ago. We had lunch over at Hugo's, and then we walked down to, I said, you got to have, we're going to have, you know, Hugo's has good desserts. Okay, I'll just put that out there. But I said, you know what, Wayne, you've never been in downtown Naperville. I got to take you for desserts. Delaney, bear with me a minute. So we walked down the street to Le Chocolat, and isn't it funny how now my guest later today is going to be Kathy Bouchard from Le Chocolat, and we sat at Le Chocolat for like an hour and a half eating chocolate. Anyway, so Wayne is so thrilled to come back to Naperville for this event. We talked about you and Taylor and all the work you two have done for this, for Les Turner ALS Foundation and this event. And now you guys are sophomores in high school?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to continue this on for years to come, right? Is it so
successful? Yes.
Over 1,000 people attend this, and this year it's going to be at Naperville North High School. Let's put the date out there again, February 27th, and it all starts at what time?
It starts at 5 p.m., I believe.
Okay, and you don't want to be late for this because Wayne's going to be singing the national anthem. That's one of the first things that's going to happen, so you don't want to be late for that. And there'll be food there, pizzas and vendors, so it's a great family night out. Would you agree?
Yes, I would agree. I'm sorry. It keeps on breaking up.
So tell me, what are you most proud of putting this together? And do you plan to continue for years to come?
Taylor and I do plan to continue this years to come. But what I would be most proud of is seeing where me and Taylor started in seventh grade with only 22 teams and me and Taylor having to go out and find sponsors and this – year that we're doing it, we have bunches of committees doing helping us and seeing all of our hard work pay off and seeing the smile on Denise's face when we introduced her at the beginning of the tournament and just how much we're doing for her and her family.
Awesome. Well, hats off to you and your pal Taylor.
Thank you.
On the show a couple weeks ago too. I'm really proud of you. I know a lot of people are very proud of everything you guys done, and you are just
Thank
an example.
You.
It's It's never too late to do things, but it's never too early. You started this when you were what, 11?
Seventh grade, so around 12 or 13. 12 or 13. So,
So when your 12 or 13-year-old comes to you in the kitchen and says, Mom, Dad, this is what I want to do, you should listen because they can really change a lot of people's lives. And you know you've done that, Delaney, right? You know you've made a huge impact.
Yes, I do.
Yourself as so many people are. Okay, final thing. Do you need volunteers still to come out and help you with this event?
Yes, we do need volunteers. They can go to the website that I mentioned earlier and click under volunteers, and there will be a list of different things that they can sign up to do and openings and different time slots that would work for them.
Okay, perfect. Perfect, perfect. So, and also, if you can't make the event, you could still make a donation, right? Is there a way to make a donation on that website?
I believe there is a way to make a donation on the website.
Okay, perfect.
There's a donation and they can sponsor.
Okay. Perfect. Oh, we're looking for sponsors. Speaking of sponsors, you guys have a sponsor that I should mention. Do you want to mention that? The dental office.
For our third year in a row, Maple Park Dental is our in-kind sponsor for us.
Thank you, Maple Park. Okay, so I will be there. My pal Wayne Messmer will be there singing the national anthem. I'm going to help kind of guide you guys all through the night. And Delaney and Taylor will be there. You can come out and meet them, these fantastic teens at Naperville Central High School. So now guess what, Delaney, you got to go back to school.
Yes, I do.
Back to school. We had like 5 minutes of fame here for you. You know what? Come back on the show after the event, and we're going to talk about how the event went and how much money you raised and what else is next for the dynamic duo, you and Taylor. All right, good luck with everything, and I will see you on, folks, it's February 27th at Naperville North High School in the gym. Come and join us.
Thank you for having me. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Likewise. All right. Back to school, my friend.
Bye.
You're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Dolly, let me be. Loving teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Dolly, let me be.
Oh, let it be.
Your teddy bear.
Arthur Murray in Naperville and in Oak Brook, they are a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Hey, the first class is free. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. You can give them a call at 630-355-6240 or check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville and the surrounding communities and families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting as low as $19 per month. And here's the best part. Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly promo to receive your discount. Make sure you mention me. And let me tell you, I just put the system in my house. And I love it because here's the best part. If I'm away from home and my teens are coming in and I'm not home, I can see when they got in the door. So when I say, hey, what time did you get home last night? I know because it's on my phone. This is so cool. It's connected to the smartphone. So check out NapervilleAlarm.com. Okay. I am really excited to have my first, our second guest, I should say. Delaney was our first. Our second guest today is Walter Johnson. He's the president and CEO of Turning Point Autism Foundation. They are based in Naperville, Illinois, but, of course, they are far-reaching beyond the Naperville community. They do amazing things in just a short period of time that they've been around. And this year, they were a beneficiary last year. So this is the second year
they will be one of the 18 beneficiaries of First Look, the First Look Black Tie Affair for the Chicago Auto Show, which I've mentioned before, the Deli McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of that. And again, once again, let me just plug, if you want free tickets to the auto show, you need to like my Facebook page, Twitter, follow us on Twitter. And if you have already done both, just send me a nice message or whatever you want to say. I see the water there. So I'm really thrilled to have Walter Johnson from Turning Point Autism join me this morning. Hi, Walter.
Hi, Dolly. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And
thanks
having
me.
So are you guys excited to be a part of the auto show this year?
Very excited. Very excited. You know, we were a part of it last year. The Chicago Automobile Dealers Trade Association, their board voted us in, and we really felt very fortunate because we're one of the younger, maybe even smaller nonprofit service organizations that they chose, and we had tremendous success last year, great support from people all across the Chicagoland area, and we did very well, raised a lot of money, and continue to help a lot of people.
You sure did. And let's back up just a little bit. Turning Point, when was it established?
Well, it became an official nonprofit 501c3 in 2007, so we're not quite 10 years old. But our unofficial beginning, and some people may remember this, went back to 2005, 2006, when I started the Naperville Jazz Festival. That's where the original money was raised, and we did it in partnership with the YMCA. At that time, I was vice president of the YMCA, and we did it in partnership and split the funds 50-50, and that grew into enough funds to get off the ground what we now know as Turning Point Autism Foundation.
Fantastic. I had no idea that you were behind all. I remember the Jazz Fest. We don't have that anymore in Naperville, do we?
No, we don't. We don't. It went on for 5 years. The Y hosted it for 3, and then another organization called Project Help hosted it for 2 years, and then I think the interest waned, it kind of went away. But yeah, that was Turning Point's kind of humble beginnings, with really no. I don't think anybody involved at the time. I know no one involved at the time ever envisioned what we are doing today and the impact we're able to have. And so, you know, we all kind of count that encounter as a blessing because, like I said, it provided the initial resources to get the organization started.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about that impact that you're making today. If people have never heard of Turning Point Foundation for Autism. Let's tell them all about it. Turning Point Autism Foundation, by the way. I got reversed.
That's okay. Turning Point Autism Foundation, in a nutshell, we provide kind of real-time needed services right now for families who are in crisis. If they are in need of educational services, we run middle school and a high school. We currently serve 7 different school districts in Illinois, and we tend to take on the most challenging cases that the school districts have. So our students in the middle school and high school tend to be, when we get them, tend to be nonverbal, self-interest, with really a lot of challenges, and we have this incredible team of people that include an on-site speech pathologist and OT and one-on-one therapeutic services with our IBIs and teachers, and we're able to move them, what I like to say, from kind of hopeless to happy. I mean, our students in our middle and high school are probably, unless somebody comes up with a magic pill, aren't going to be healthy as you and I might know it. But we believe they're intelligent, and so that's one of the first things we assume when we get our students is we assume intelligence, and then we do everything we can to make sure that they experience a normal academic environment. Everything from math and science and English and social studies we teach in our middle and high school. But along with that, We teach communication skills. We teach all the kinds of things, life skills that are going to give the student a chance to be more successful long term. And then we have Career College for higher functioning young adults. And there we prepare individuals with autism for career-related employment. And I'm happy to say we've had 100% placement since Career College has been open, and that's been 2.5 years now. And now we also have a residential initiative that we're working on. So a lot of things going on at Turning Point, and we just feel blessed to be able to help this population and provide those services that are needed by those families.
Well, as these families and these young adults do as well, you have, Turning Point has really blessed them. I don't know, is there any other foundation out there like you? You really do carry them from young adults and beyond. Is there any other group out there in America just like Turning Point?
I think there are other groups that have focused on specific aspects. The challenge, and it's the challenge for us, and time will tell whether or not we can sustain this. I mean, obviously our goal is to sustain this, but our mission is to provide services for a lifetime. That's a mouthful, because it's easy to say, but when you say services for a lifetime, I think it's difficult to figure out how do I help young Johnny or Susie when they're in middle school and still somehow provide help for them all the way through to the time their parents pass away and they have to live, you know, either assisted or independent somewhere. That's saying a lot, but that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to provide real-time services for these families, and we're still young, and so we're developing a lot of the things as we go, and so hopefully some of the things that we create will be the model for how autism services are provided along the way.
Yeah. Well, before Turning Point, I mean, what did these children, these young adults do before, you know, these foundations like yourself were set up? What was happening? They were just kind of existing and sitting in front of a TV.
All of that. All the above. And it wasn't that they – well, let me take it back a little bit. Before, I think there were more tools and a better understanding and greater education of the kinds of things that physicians and people should look for, there was just a lack of diagnosis. And so, you know, these families struggled not knowing what the issue was, even though there were organizations that they could turn to provide some help. The reality is the public didn't have a good understanding of what autism was. Today, you know, there's good news and bad news. 11 years ago, 1 in 10,000 children were being diagnosed with autism. Today, that number is 1 in 68. Well, yes, it's a little scary, but part of that is because there is better diagnosis, and so now families can begin to look for established services that pre-existed that now can pinpoint what can be done to help their son or daughter. So, organizations similar to ours have been around for a while, doing great work. I think families now have a better knowledge of what it is, what autism is, and can now reach out to those organizations to get that help. And Turning Point is one of what I think are a number of good organizations out there providing this kind of service.
Well, absolutely. I'm a fan. You've sold me. I've watched you guys for the last 10 years and the growth and the impact you've made and what you continue to do. It's just amazing. That is, you've got quite a job there, Walter Johnson, over there.
You know what, though, Dolly, I have to tell you, it's, you know, I've been in Naperville since 1976, and so I've been around. I've watched the community grow. I've been blessed to be a part of the community for a long time, raised my family here, and so I've gotten a chance to meet a lot of people in the western suburbs, and this is by far, with all the things I've had a opportunity to do and been blessed to be successful at, this is the best work I've ever done, because it not only will allow us to help families here in Naperville who really need this kind of organization. I love the mission of Turning Point because it really is about helping more than just Naperville. It is reaching beyond our boundaries and finding those families wherever they are and providing that care and service so that they can lead, you know, happy lives. And so for me, it's very fulfilling. I feel blessed to have this job, even though it is hard work.
Oh, that's really neat. I remember when you were the head of the I'm drawing a blank. This is awful. The Y.
Well,
hello. The YMCA. You know, one thing about Walter Johnson, you're meet this guy. He's always got a smile on his face. You do.
Hey,
smile off your face.
I have a great life. I have a great life. When you have a chance, I mean, everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, most of us have to work for a living, okay? And that's fine. But when you get a chance to have an impact while you work, that's why I say, you know, this is a blessing to do. I think it goes beyond work when you have an opportunity to have an impact. So, you know, when I was at North Central College as the athletic director and was able to be around, you know, 18 to 23-year-olds for over, you know, 20 years and help direct their lives, that's pretty cool stuff. And then the why, and of course, Turning Point. It's not living on a beach, but it's pretty cool.
Well, they're very blessed to have you. Let me ask you this, though. One of my last questions to you. Tell us what it takes to put Turning Point to do what you all do over there. Do you got volunteers, staff? If people are listening and they want to get involved, maybe they can't volunteer because they're working, but they can make a donation. Let's give them the lowdown and all that.
Well, if they want to make a donation, you know, they can just go to our website to make that donation, and we would greatly appreciate it. And that website is, you know, turningpointeaf.org, or you can go to turningpointautismfoundation.org, and we have a new website that just went live about 3 weeks ago, so we've redone our website, so we've got more up-to-date information and a little cleaner look to our website. So I'm pretty proud of that work. And so you can go there. You can see all the things that we do. If you're interested in volunteering, there's actually a place where you can let us know that you want to volunteer. You can also donate online. Regarding the Chicago Auto Show Black Tie event, you can actually buy tickets online through our website, and that will directly support us. And we'd love to have you there. We've got a great reception planned, so we would love to see you at our reception and then have you enjoy the entire event the rest of the night. Go ahead.
The guy smiling in the room. So if you
say that again.
I was saying to my listeners, if you want to get a ticket for the Chicago Auto Show's First Look for Charity, and you feel like, God, I don't know anybody, you can't miss Walter. He's got the biggest smile in the room. But like 90% of the ticket sale goes right into right back to Turning Point.
Yes, it's the tickets are $250 each, and that's established by the CATA. But the cool thing is $225 of that $250 ticket comes right back to Turning Point. So it's one of the few events that I've ever been involved in my, you know, 30 years of doing this kind of work where the organization literally is taking the minimum to put on the event so that the maximum can go back to the charity. So it's very cool. And then in terms of the tax piece, I believe people who purchase tickets can write off, I believe it's $225 of that they can write off of that $250 ticket. Now, don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure that's the number. So all the way around, the CATA has created this amazing event. And it really is amazing. It's the best way to see the auto show that really sends back the maximum allowable directly to the charities. So if you were looking for some way, hey, how can I help an organization and be a part of an event, this is one of those ways to do it. The other thing you need to know is that this is one of those events that you go to, and especially if you're a part of the Turning Point contingent. We don't have an auction there. We're not trying to sell you anything there. We're just happy to have you join us. Your ticket purchase is your price of admission, and then the rest is on us. And we're very happy to have people join us.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the auto show, and really excited to see what the new year brings for Turning Point. Keep up the good work. Glad you could come on. Come back on April is Autism Awareness Month. Isn't that right? So we'll have you
That's
back on
correct.
Then.
Yeah, and April 2nd is World Autism Awareness Day. So we're trying to plan some things to get the community to light up blue. So I'd love to come back and talk about that.
Sounds great. Hey, it was so good to talk to you today. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you,
Say hello to my friends at Turning Point. And again, the website to check out is www.turningpointeaf.org. Thanks, Walter.
Thank you, Dolly.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Dolly, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Dolly, let me be your teddy bear.
All righty. All right, quick announcements here. I feel like a high school principal. Announcements now? All right, this is some good news. Cassocane County is having their annual Children's Champion Celebration. I want to let you all know about that. We go every year. This year, no different. Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsoring this event. It's a black and white theme this year, so black and white diamond ball. So you know I love to bling it up. So we're going to bling it up this year on Saturday, March 7th at the Q Center in St. Charles. I've talked about CASA so many times on this show. I can't stress enough how important this group is to our children. We got to be our children's advocates, that's for sure. And CASA certainly is making a huge impact. March 7th at the Q Center in St. Charles, CASA supports and represents the best interests of over 550 probate and abused or neglected children within the juvenile court system. So please come out and join me for that. And if you do buy a ticket for that, please request to sit by me, okay? I will be there. Mother Garen Prep, is hosting a Laugh Fest. It's a comedy show on Saturday, February 7th at Garen Prep High School, located at 8001 Belmont in River Grove, Illinois. The doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30, and here's the great lineup. Are you ready for this? Pat Tomasulo and Anna Balaval from WGN News will be there. Jim Flanagan from The Improv. Janie Dugan from The Laugh Factory and Michael Isaac from Zanies will be there. $10 for tickets, $25 at the door. Let's see, is there a website here? Yes, go to garenprep.org/registration detail form. You know what, just go to Garen Prep, you'll find it there. And you don't want to miss out on that. That's a great time. Hey, we want to do a shout out to our sponsors, Divine Beauty Lux Spa. They are your sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. Hang in there, folks. My next guest, Kathy Bouchard, is going to talk chocolate. Oh, my God. I wish you were here right now. You could see this beautiful chocolate, and it smells so good in the studio. She'll be coming up really soon. Divine Beauty Lux Spa is a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Check out DivineBeautyLuxSpa.com. And, of course, the Naperville Trolley has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Check out NapervilleTrolley.com. Kankakee Barbecue Festival in Kankakee. The Dolly McCarthy Show is another proud sponsor. You know, I love to bring my country on. We love to get our country on. And every summer, we're going to be out there. A lot of different country festivals out there. Last week, do you remember we had Ty Bates on? Wasn't that song Running awesome? Anyway, okay, I digress. So Kankakee Barbecue Fest, July 9th, 10th, and 11th. You don't want to miss it. I'll be out there. And Vanilla Ice is coming back this year. We had so much fun with him last year. I don't think I'm going to dance on stage with him again, but I'll interview him.
I'll wrap with him again. This year, Salt and Pepper will be there, and a lot of great country artists yet to be announced on Saturday for Country Night. So you don't want to miss it. Mark your calendar, July 9th, 10th, and 11th. Okay. Finally, one more thing. My friend Mancow, yeah, Mancow Mueller, he and I are going to be hosting the Academy Awards party on February 22nd at the Hollywood Palms at 5 o'clock. Red carpet pictures, drinks, and dinner included. All the proceeds are going to go to the Chicago Children's Advocacy Center. It's a party to remember, so don't miss out on this. There's going to be ballots to vote for your favorite movie, actors, dramas, and whatnot, and a chance to win prizes. So come on out February 22nd. You can look for more information on my Facebook page or on my Twitter. Yeah, Mancow and I are going to be hosting this event. Isn't this going to be a riot? Oh, my God. Last year I was on the Mancow show. It was one of his last shows on TV. I don't know if he's still doing radio. I got to ask him. I think he is somehow. He's got a podcast somewhere. But one of his last TV shows on Fox that he does. Some cable station anyway. He was respectable. I told him, you better not give me a hard time. Cause I got five brothers and he's your beep. And so he was very respectful to me. But we had a good time, except when I looked back at the show after I left the studio, the camera was shooting up, you know, my behind. He got away with that, stinker. So, yeah, it's going to be a good time with Mancow. If anybody can handle Mancow, I can. I have five brothers. Nothing gets there. Okay. Let me just do a little transition piece here. Transition. Yeah, I'm working on this new studio now. I'm not going to tell you where yet. You'll find out soon. But let me just transition into my next guest.
Yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Okay, I'm sitting here being tortured. In front of me is boxes of delicious-looking, gorgeous chocolate. Kathy Bouchard from Le Chocolat is joining me now. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Dolly. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. So good
yeah,
to see you.
Yeah,
thank you for bringing the treat.
Hey, always chocolate.
Okay, Le Chocolat is in Naperville. Anywhere else? You got some things cooking, don't you?
Yeah,
okay.
We got some things cooking.
All right,
yeah.
I jumped the gun here. Well, let's talk about the chocolate there. If you've ever been to this place, it is amazing. As I said earlier in the show, Wayne Messmer and I popped in there, and he fell in love with the place. The place is just like, if you've ever seen the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, there's just chocolate everywhere. There's cups of chocolate. There's beautiful heart-shaped chocolate. I mean, it's just amazing. Oh, you brought some of my favorites here. Okay. Kathy, tell us about Le Chocolat.
Oh, gee. It's a fairly unique concept store. We've been around now for about 7 years, but we have about 6,000 square feet of, I guess you would call it chocolate heaven. We have two levels. We have a cafe, so we serve lunches. We have the dessert cafe. We have a patisserie. We have our two kitchens, so we bake on premise every day, so the place always smells awesome. We have chocolates from all over the world. I get to travel the world and the country and taste test. It's like somebody had to do it. So I put my hand up, and I've been doing it for a lot of years and like to find the best of the best and bring it back to Naperville. Let's see, we have the espresso bar, so we have probably the largest menu of chocolate drinks and lattes and cocktails and, you know, cocaccinos types of things that you've ever, you know, tasted, all made with original recipes, so using real Belgian chocolates and things in the drink.
It's the real deal over at Le Chocolat.
It's the real deal.
There's no imitations, no watered-down versions of chocolate.
Yeah.
You're getting the good stuff here.
No pumps.
But you know what? I have to just say, you did an incredible job remodeling that space in downtown Naperville. It is just gorgeous.
Isn't it nice? Yeah.
It looks like you could eat the chocolate right off the wall in that place.
It's pretty cool.
It's a great place to take someone after dinner. There's lots of great dining places in downtown Naperville. I'm not working for the city, but I will say because I live there, I love downtown Naperville. Great dinner places, and then it's always really fun to get up and go take a little stroll over to Le Chocolat. You feel like you're walking into a little Paris chocolate store and get your little chocolate drink. You have this Mexican hot cocoa drink that I love.
Yeah, the Mexococo. Yeah, it's one of our most popular, not the most elaborate drink that we do, or the most elegant or fancy or whatever, but it has become...
I'm not very fancy.
Okay. it's kind of like, it is just become our most popular drink.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, let's talk about the chocolate, because I remember when we first met,
was it about 10 years ago? I walked into Le Chocolat. You were in a different location. You weren't there.
Yep.
And when I walked in that location, you were just starting out. I think I was the only one in there. So I got such undivided attention from Kathy. But now you go in there and she's so busy. The place is packed. People have discovered you and they know you're the chocolate expert. You're the chocolate lady. But I remember I was lucky enough to walk into Le Chocolat years ago, at least 10 years, at least. And I just, what do you got in here? And you showed me dark chocolate. I'm not a fan of dark chocolate. It's very bitter. And she actually took me through a process of the really, really bitter stuff. You remember that?
Right, yep.
You made me eat some really horrible dark chocolate.
To show you the difference.
To show me the difference between that you could find in the store anywhere, and what she offers now.
And the real thing.
The real thing. Now, what are these? This is the dark chocolate.
I hate to call it dark chocolate because there's really no such thing as dark chocolate. There's chocolate and there's milk chocolate. Mm-hmm. Everything in America, they call it dark chocolate because it's really dark shades of milk. And that what makes it darker. There's a lot of labels in America that are listed as dark chocolate, but if you flip the label over, it has milk fat in it. Once it has any milk in it, it is basically a milk chocolate, and then it loses the health properties and the antioxidants and stuff, aren't going to absorb into the body even with the milk fat in there. That's my problem with American chocolate. Over in Europe, when they're having chocolate, it's not really called dark chocolate over there. It's chocolate. You're either eating chocolate or you're eating milk chocolate. So what you're looking at here is our chocolate regimen, the thing that we're most famous for around the country. That is cacao, sugar, vanilla. It's as pure as chocolate can be made anywhere. Mm-hmm. So it's high-grade Belgian chocolate. Very, very healthy for you.
And you eat these, you tell me, how many of these do you eat a day?
Well, each piece is a half-ounce piece. So I eat two of them a day. So
two a day,
basically an ounce a day for about, at least 13 years.
You know what? I eat one a day. That's all I've been eating. And had I known I should have been eating two, I would have been eating two.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like eating half of a dose of medicine. You probably should have about the 1 ounce to get the right amounts of magnesium and iron and all the other good things that it brings. If you just want one for the taste and wonderful, great. But if you're going for health benefits, I would say eat a full.
Okay. Well, then I will. Yeah. I will indulge.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I will say that I haven't gained any weight from eating this.
You won't gain weight with this at all. It's impossible to gain weight with it. And that's a long story. We don't have enough time to talk about
another
it.
Another time.
The cocoa butter,
I'll book you for the hour show because I want to. Kathy has an amazing story to tell. And you speak publicly and you have workshops.
Yep.
At Le Chocolat in the banquet room upstairs,
which
you can have private parties into.
Yep. Next one actually is, can I plug this?
Yeah.
March 18th is my next seminar, The History, Mystery, Magic of Chocolate. We have a slideshow presentation, show a lot of artifacts that have been dug up around the world. Very interesting, and it's always a full house, so call for reservations. I've been doing them for about 8 years now, and we give them every month. And
it's a really amazing it's a health story. So
I'll
have you back on and we'll talk just specifically about that. But I wanted to talk about the dark chocolate here.
Yeah.
And she also brought these called?
I brought you some goodies. Well, I brought
like a Tiffany's. Oh, I should take a picture.
I know,
of this. Like a Tiffany's box.
Yeah, isn't that pretty? That's a caramel and sea salt. So that's just a good basis. But I've got some interesting things here if you want to try. We've got coconut basil with ginger. Mm-hmm. Which is real interesting with a white chocolate ganache. I have a lavender caramel with honey you might like. I have an aged balsamic caramel.
Oh, my God. Let me taste that. Aged balsamic.
Yeah,
okay, let's try that out.
That's the red one.
The red one?
Yep. Try that one.
The heart?
And then I also have a black walnut. No,
that's
the orange one. Try the red one.
There's no red one in here. Is it in there?
Yeah, it's reddish. That one.
Oh, this one.
Yeah, burgundy.
Do I pop the whole thing in my mouth?
No. Always nibble a little bit.
Okay.
You don't want to take a $2 chocolate and just shove it in your mouth. Just a little bit.
Ooh.
You want to enjoy this, enjoy it with a glass of wine.
Oh, my goodness. And I love balsamic vinegar.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Yummy. Which one are you eating?
Same one.
Same one?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I've got...
So where do you get these? You have a chocolate apothecary. Is that right?
Chocolate apothecary.
How did you discover this apothecary in the found it, right?
Yeah, when we were doing the demo of the building, and I had taken the building sight unseen next to our original building that we had bought. And so I just when we heard that the owners were moving out, or the tenants were moving out, we took the building. And then when I went in to plan for the demo, started the demo, we found under the stairwell that there was a all these little drawers, like 50 little, you know, mini little drawers in these shelves, and it was all painted with umpteen coats of paint. And it was, it, you know, it was just kind of demolished. A little, all the brass poles were all covered and everything with paint. It took us 180 hours to clean up, strip up, you know, clean it all up. But we found out from the original owner that it was originally a chocolate, an apothecary. And, of course, I turned it into the chocolate apothecary because when I went to Europe, you know, I know that from the history of chocolate that chocolate certainly originated, you know, the Mayan, Aztecs, you know, developed it. But in Europe, where it was more refined, it grew out of the chemists' apothecaries. Mm-hmm. And most of those famous apothecaries or have become famous chocolate shops now from the original apothecaries because they used to mask medicines with the flavor mm-hmm. of chocolate. But then the women, I guess, at that point started loving the chocolate, you know, by itself. They started making the molds, you know, individually, and kind of the chocolate that we know and love today yeah. came out of apothecaries. So I turned it into the chocolate apothecary. It's very, very cool.
It's amazing that you discovered that in the spot that you're at. It
yeah.
just says that you need
I
to be there.
I was meant to
you
be,
were
meant
yeah, to
be right.
There. Yeah. Oh, wait, tell me the story. Cool. I think you've told me this before. Am I getting it right? Does the Aztecs, the kings, or what are they? What were they back then? They didn't want the women to eat the chocolate?
Yeah, no, it was taboo for 2,800 years. The men,
can you believe this?
Men
women were
not,
denied chocolate.
Right. And
you want to talk about equal rights. I would have
yeah.
died for that opportunity to have
yeah.
chocolate. I'll die for chocolate
yeah.
now.
No, finally the women, when it finally made it over to Europe, it was still a man's drink. It was still taboo, but the women were kind of, you know, giggling and drinking it in the back room and would get in trouble. Well, finally, after about 100 years of women squawking and, you know, come on, guys, why can't we drink this? Finally, the men let us drink it. It was still a segregated drink. You couldn't still have it at the feasts and whatever. But they did allow the women to drink it. And one of the coolest things that I ever came across in all my research was that and I'm going to paraphrase it from the French story. It was this fellow that was probably like the, you know, president of the men's club kind of thing. And he was writing in his journal, "My dear gentlemen, why, oh, why haven't we given our women folk this chocolat sooner? If we had only known, it has lifted their melancholy. It has improved their dispositions." It's like, hello, that's, you know, endorphin levels, you know, serotonin levels being raised, endorphins released. It's with much merriment and joy and singing that they tend to the household tasks and with less frustration and a great deal of patience, they deal with our children. But gentlemen, the icing on the cake, them in the boudoir. Okay, so then...
we had an aphrodisiac show earlier.
Yeah. So,
bringing it back full circle.
So Montezuma used to drink 50 cups of it before he would go into his harem.
50 cups? Well,
yeah.
I guess his
yeah.
harem, how many women was that? You needed
well,
that.
The report...
I told you this was an R-rated show.
The reports in the literature from that time was that he had somewhere between 500 and 600 concubines at any time. Now, chocolate's not that good. It's not going to... But he would go in... And any time that he was, you know, going into his
lady,
he would take 50 cups. And this is historical. Anybody can look this up. And so it was all through, I mean, that's basically why the men kept it from us.
Wow.
But once they found out that not only did we feel like vacuuming, you know, at midnight, you know, if you take a dose of chocolate. So I always say, don't eat your chocolate early in the morning, get all your energy for the day. Release all the nutrients into your body, get it going. But at the end of the day, you kind of want to settle down, unless you're working the night shift or unless you want to be vacuuming your house. You don't want, you know, you wouldn't drink coffee. You know, that's a different type of stimulant and caffeine.
Yeah.
And people do think that there's a lot of caffeine in chocolate. There's not.
It's a
totally different type of alkaloid. And it's only like the equivalent of about 1/5 of a cup of coffee. So you'd have to drink 5 to 6 cups of coffee to equal that one piece.
I'm going to have Kathy on the show again. We're going to talk about all the health benefits of chocolate. And let me just say right now,
yeah.
I'm looking at her face right now. Her skin is beautiful, smooth.
Thank you.
You don't have any wrinkles.
Thank you.
It must be the chocolate.
It's
got to be the chocolate.
Well,
okay, so we will have you back on to talk about
Thanks
that.
For listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
button. Yes, thank you all for listening. Kathy, thank you so much for being on the
show.
Oh,
thanks for having me.
And for all the chocolates, the guys are going to be happy when they get that. Everybody, it's going to add to our merriment today, eating all this chocolate. I love it. You can find more about Kathy and her chocolate story and Le Chocolat. There's a website, right?
Yep. Le Chocolat de Bouchard, D-U, and then Bouchard, Bouchard.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Hey,
thank
coming
you.
Up next month on the Dolly McCarthy Show, we're going to be talking to Frank Calabrese Jr. He's the best-selling author of Operation Family Secrets, How a Mobster's Son and the FBI Brought Down Chicago's Murderous Crime Family. Can you believe this guy's from my neighborhood? He went to Holy Cross High School. He's got an amazing story to tell, and they're making a movie about this book. I'm going to have Frank on. I'm in the middle of this book. I just can't put it down. Can't wait to get back to it. Hey, on that note, I want to thank you all so much for coming on the show. Kathy Bouchard, Walter Johnson from Turning Point Autism, Delaney Gibbons for Dodge and for Lou Gehrig's, and I hope you all will come out. And I know I mentioned a lot of events. There's a lot going on. I'm thrilled. If you have an event that you want to plug, call me. Send me a message on Facebook or Twitter. But again, let's end the show. Again, what I meant to say, again, please contact me on Facebook and Twitter about that, the auto show tickets. I didn't have a chance to take any of your calls today, but thank you so much for calling. Kathy, we're going to have you on for sure another time because there were callers that wanted to ask you questions for sure. Thank you very much, Kathy Bouchard from Le Chocolat. I love the way you say that. So on that note, it's time to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And again, if you haven't liked the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook, please do so and follow us on Twitter. It's been a great day here. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Ooh, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I feel nice. The sugar is fine.